With Montana News, I'm Maxine Spire. The owners of one of the largest underground coal mines in the United States said today that the clock is running on potential layoffs at the mine. Signal Peak Energy asked an appellate court to intervene after a judge halted a planned expansion of Montana's Bull Mountain mine. Signal Peak Energy has said up to 30 workers from the mine could run out of work by the end of October and be laid off under an August ruling from U.S. District Judge Donald Malloy that blocked an expansion of the mine. 50 more workers could lose their jobs by March. In August, Malloy sided with environmentalists who said that in approving the expansion, the Department of Interior's Office of Surface Mining had not adequately considered how burning the mine's coal would contribute to climate change. Signal Peak last month filed an emergency motion for Malloy to reconsider and allow limited work to continue. The judge denied the request this week and scheduled a hearing for October 31st to address the company's arguments for why work should continue. The Northern Cheyenne Constitutional Court issued an emergency order yesterday, declaring that ongoing efforts to remove tribal president Jace Kilsback from office are illegal. A tribal council member filed a complaint with the tribal council seeking Kilsback's removal in late September, accusing him of, quote, gross neglect. The court said yesterday that the complaint included no details of explanation and that the ousting efforts violate Kilsback's right to due process. The Bozeman Daily Chronicle and the Belgrade News are being sold next month. Family-owned Adams Publishing Group is acquiring the Montana newspapers from the Pioneer News Group in a deal that includes 20 other daily and weekly newspapers throughout Washington, Oregon, Idaho, Montana, and Utah. Terms of the sale that's expected to close November 1st were not disclosed. Minneapolis-based Adams Publishing own and operate 100 community newspapers in 11 states. The 106-year-old Bozeman Chronicle announced yesterday that their coverage of local news in southwest Montana will continue without interruption and that the staff will remain unchanged. Montana utility regulators have approved more favorable contract terms for a proposed solar farm west of Billings after an appeals process. The Public Service Commission approved a 15-year contract yesterday for Montana Sun's proposed 3/4 square mile solar farm. Rates for the solar power would be between $28 to $37 per megawatt hour, depending on demand. Montana Sun appealed an earlier contract in July after the Public Service Commission approved only a shorter 10-year contract with lower rates of $20 per megawatt hour. Montana Sun wants to sell the electricity the solar farm generates to Northwestern Energy. The proposed solar farm will cost $110 million to build. Montana Sun developer Mark Klein told the Billings Gazette he's not sure the numbers pencil out, but says the company still plans to build the project. The Helena Lewis and Clark Forest lifted all fire-related closures today. Several other national forests in Montana reduced fire restrictions or closures over the last several weeks. Rick Connell, a fire management officer with the Flathead Forest, said all fire closures there have already been lifted. In September, the Bitterroot National Forest reduced its fire danger level from extreme to moderate, and last week the Custer-Gallatin National Forest lifted the last of the fire restrictions there. However, there are still some active fires in the state. Today, the Kootenai National Forest closed several trails near the Caribou Fire in northwestern Montana. Even if fires are out, they may have caused damage resulting in trail or road closures. The Beaverhead Deer Lodge National Forest closed some trails at the end of last month because of bridges damaged by fire. Earlier this week, the Lolo National Forest closed a road that may have been damaged by fire suppression activities. The Helena Lewis and Clark National Forest warned visitors to be careful of weakened trees, loose debris, and mudslides in burn areas. I'm Maxine Spire with Montana Public Radio.